And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in the studio this weekend by Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation. Daryl, when we left the last segment, you were talking about some of the other noteworthy grants from this past year from Sonora Area Foundation. You talked about Spiritual Roads and also the YES sponsorship. So what are some of the other grants that were given out this year?
Well, in addition to Spiritual Roads and YES Partnership, the third one that emanated from the Innovation Challenge was a grant to Lantern of Light. And that's a program that provides training, suicide prevention training, and they put in an application, an idea for an extensive expansion of their program and enhanced training to make more people capable of providing services in the realm of suicide prevention. And the board awarded them a grant of almost $79,000 to support their program. Those all emanated from the Innovation Challenge, but we've had several other grants this year. Including, of course, the continuing work that we've done with the Community Recovery Fund. And that was the fund that was established almost immediately after the pandemic arrived in 2020. To date, we've given out about $575,000 in grant money from that fund, which has been very, very well supported by our community. And so many people have helped with that, and we're very appreciative. Another local organization that benefited recently from a matching grant was Sierra Repertory Theater. The theater had an opportunity to assist with a remodel. Their landlords did an extensive remodel of the facility in East Sonora, and they needed some help with the finishing touches. And so we partnered with our donors and the community and gave them a grant of about $170,000 towards that remodeling effort. And for those who've been up to see the new theater, it turned out beautifully.
Yeah, it's great to hear. And the Tuolumne Safe Siren Project, is that another one?
It is, and that's another safety-related project. Tuolumne Safe identified the need for an alert system in some of our most vulnerable parts of the county, and we supported them with a grant of $19,000 after they had received significant support from the community, including several of our donors. We provided the final funding to complete that project, which is under construction right now.
The Community Recovery Fund that you mentioned, around $575,000, is that just pandemic or is that for general disasters that could occur?
No, that's specifically for the pandemic and the impact of the pandemic. So much of what we've been doing there is trying to keep the nonprofits whole. So many of our nonprofit organizations rely on fundraising events, often an annual fundraising event, which they had to cancel at least once, and in many cases, you know, more than once because the pandemic has extended into 2021. And yet their work needs to continue. So we have supported them through the Community Recovery Fund with the help and support of our community.
I imagine a lot of communities don't have, for lack of a better term, kind of like a safety net for those situations like the Sonora Area Foundation.
Well, we're fortunate to be here, and this is what we are here for. This is what Mr. Irving Simons, who's our founder, had in mind when he established the foundation and when we opened up back in 1990.
You mentioned Mr. Simons. For anybody who is unfamiliar, what is kind of the history of the Sonora Area Foundation?
Mr. Simons was a Tuolumne County native who owned and operated a long-time business in Tuolumne County. The name of the business was Hales & Simons. It was located where Sonora Lumber is currently. Mr. Simons personally managed that business for over 50 years. He loved the community. He was extremely community-minded. He was also a successful business person and investor. And his goal, his desire was to have his wealth remain here in Tuolumne County. And the idea of creation of a community foundation, which is what Sonora Area Foundation is, was brought to him by Dr. Dean Cunningham, who was the second president of Columbia College. Dr. Cunningham had come to Tuolumne County from Humboldt County, where they had a community foundation. He presented the idea to Mr. Simons. Months later, Mr. Simons invited Dr. Cunningham back to his office, where he pushed the paperwork across the desk, announcing the formation of the Sonora Area Foundation, and appointed Dr. Cunningham as the first president of the board of directors. Since that time and the formation of the Sonora Area Foundation, over $35 million has been granted back out to the community in the form of grants and scholarships.
And still thriving as we sit and talk here today.
Absolutely thriving. And part of why we're thriving is because of our partnerships in the community. more and more people are coming to us and establishing charitable funds or working with us to meet need in the community. And those partnerships are what are going to sustain us and prepare us for the future as increasing needs arise.
Are there some kind of overall goals of the foundation or kind of what you see as the role in the community?
Well, meet community need is really what we're here for. And I love the name. Our IRS category is a community foundation, and it kind of says it all. We are here to support the community. We are here to serve as a foundation for the community. When community foundations were established, the concept was simple. A central repository to be used to accumulate donations from the community to then in turn be used to meet need. That's what we've always done. That's what we're doing now. And I believe we're positioned to do it even better in the future.
I also want to ask you about another one of those kind of positive stories in the community. The fundraiser to help those impacted by the Washington fire. Was Sonora Area Foundation involved with that as well?
Absolutely. We were proud to support that effort. And that fundraiser was put on by a group of volunteers spearheaded by Ron Hamilton, who is a longtime community supporter. They did all the work to create an event designed to raise money in support of the Washington fire victims. Our role is to take that money in. We added it to our local emergency services fund, which was created specifically for these type of programs. And then we hold the money, and then we administer it and distribute it as needed in support of those Washington fire victims. And it's another example of one of the roles that we serve in the community.
Do you know roughly how much money was raised at that event?
Well, it's still coming in actually, but at this point, it's right around $40,000 received so far.
So is the Sonora Area Foundation still involved with student scholarships at the end of the year?
Scholarships are a big part of what we do. We house about 250 charitable funds at the Sonora Area Foundation, and approximately 85 of those are for student scholarships at various institutions. Some are for Sonora High, some are for Somerville High, some are for any of the schools in the county, and we give out between $500,000 and $600,000 each year in scholarships.
What are the different types of funds that you have at the Sonora Area Foundation?
That's a great question. We talked a little bit about scholarship funds, but we also have what are called donor-advised funds, where an individual, a family, a group, or club can come in and establish a fund with us, and then they can make recommendations on where the grants are made from that particular fund. Those are a very common and popular charitable vehicle. But we also have designated funds, which specify an organization or a couple of organizations that will benefit from that particular fund. We also have field of interest funds, which support a specific area of interest. For instance, we have a field of interest fund named the Trail Me About It Fund, which focuses on upkeep of existing trail systems and expansions of trails in Tuolumne County.
You know, if somebody in the community is listening to this and they'd like to donate to a different type of cause like that, you know, what's the best way to go about reaching you?
Anyone can donate any amount to any fund that we have at Sonora Area Foundation. And you can do that by calling our office, by stopping by the office, or by going to our website and donating online through our PayPal account.
So no donation too small or too big?
Absolutely not. We have literally had people come in and empty their pockets out on the counter, and we will take it.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking to Daryl Slocum, who is the executive director of the Sonora Area Foundation, giving us an update on a busy past year for the Sonora Area Foundation, numerous grants that were given out locally in the community, and the role and goals of the foundation. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.